Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now on the BetMGM Network, I'm Chelsea Messenger, Din Day and for Jenks, and in mere moments here on the show, we'll take our first look at the NFL slate for the week and see which early bets we're making as we hand out our first impression roses. Later on in this hour, we will get to the NBA slate. I know some of us still feel like we're on wobbly legs and need training wheels betting on the association, but we will give our best looks. Then I found one of my favorite drinks at the supermarket yesterday, which is Canada Dry Fruit Splash Cherry Ginger Ale.
Oh, wow.
And as somebody who does not drink a lot of alcohol, like, I like having something other than water that's also a diet drink. So let me ask you, what is your favorite non-water beverage that is non-alcoholic?
I will assume we're taking coffee out of that as well, because yes, you'd be drinking a lot of coffee. I am like you. I'm a big fan of ginger ale, but I'm like weird. So in the early stages of the pandemic, I was working at Sirius.
Right?
This is way back. This is way back. I was working at Sirius. And at the time, Sirius had this massive fridge of sodas that was free for everyone. Now they make you pay for it. But at the time, it was free for everybody. And because there were very limited amounts of people that were going in, you got like full dibs on the soda, right? Like there was maybe 15 people in total going into the studio, and they had, I've never seen them since, but they had what you had, Canada Dry, but it was green tea ginger ale. And I'm not like the biggest green tea, you know, just by itself kind of a deal, but the cold green tea with the ginger ale was fantastic, and I've never been able to find them since. They took them away after 3 months because I may or may not have allegedly at one time took four away, and the security guard did not like that very much. He's like, hey, we saw you on camera smuggle four. And I was like, hey, I need this. I'm the only one that comes in on a regular basis. So they took them all away, and now they make you pay for them. But I've never seen the green tea ginger ale since then. I need to go on a, I need to do some detective stuff and find them.
It's hiding with Aaron Rodgers' wife. Nobody knows where it is. I've never heard of that. Like, it sounds good because I think what I'm stuck on is that for the longest time, it was very hard to find like any type of sodas that were diet and weren't like Diet Coke or like Diet Dr. Pepper. Like, I don't really like the dark stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I like Sprite. I like, you know, flavored water. So it's just hard to find drinks that are diet that are also like not that thing. But like, I drank Diet Coke for a long time for the very same reason as you, is that you would go to these college football games. Like, I covered Auburn and Georgia and Alabama, and they would always have Diet Coke. Or at the SEC Championship, they would have Diet Dr. Pepper, because the SEC Championship was always Dr. Pepper products. So, like, I didn't even like it, but I was like, all right, it's free, I'll start drinking it. And then I got hooked on Diet Coke for a while, and that was not healthy. Luckily, we are off that train now.
This is a question that maybe should have been used yesterday for Take Tuesday. Is Dr. Pepper overrated? I feel like it's overrated.
I don't feel strongly about it. Like, I was only drinking it because it's free. But, like, what is the competitor? Like, it does feel like it is a standalone, like, it has a monopoly on that flavor, right? Like, nobody's arguing, like, hey, Dr. Peb and Mr. Perky, or Dr. Pibb and Mr. Dr. Pibb. Pepper. Yeah, Mr. Pibb. He's not a doctor yet.
He's not a doctor. He's working. He's still in school. So I got Dr. Pepper ruined for me because when I was in high school, I went to Sheetz, love Sheetz, but Sheetz had this Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce, and it, for two bites, was good. But I got it on wings, so you get like 8, 10, whatever. I was probably like 12 wings. I was feeling myself. I had 12 wings. It was awful. Like, after the third wing, you're like, this sucks. This is not fun at all. And I literally haven't been able to drink Dr. Pepper since.
That sucks. Like, I just, especially because it's like a sauce. I think I'm that way a little bit with Dr. Pepper because when I was in college, we had five people that lived in our house, and we would split a handle of Captain Morgan, and we would drink it with Diet Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. So, like, for a while after college, I could not drink Dr. Pepper without feeling like, hey, where's the alcohol in this? Like, you know when you have a drink like that? Yeah. Where I'm almost like that with, like, cranberry juice, where you're so used to drinking it with vodka. Because, like, how many people are drinking cranberry juice? That you're like, this kind of tastes weird if it doesn't have alcohol in it. You drink cranberry juice?
I do drink cranberry. I don't have them today, but usually when I'm eating during the show at 8:15, I'm eating dried cranberries. I love cranberries. Yeah.
It's not like a... Because I've only heard it's good for, like, UTIs.
I'm clear if that's the case. Like, your boy is healthy down there if that's what it's used for. I use it for its very high levels of vitamin C.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I guess that's the less gross version of, like, you know, it's preventing UTIs. But I had heard that about cranberry juice. All right, so as I'm looking at the NFL slate, Denton, I'm looking at this one game, and we're doing our first impression roses. So, like, what this segment is we look at the NFL slate and which games stand out to us. So let me ask you, in this matchup, in a divisional battle between the Seahawks and the Rams, who is Diet Coke and who is Pepsi in this situation? So the Rams are 3-point favorites, which makes me believe they are Diet Coke in this situation. Mm-hmm. But listen, Diet Pepsi's had quite a run this year. It would be similar to, like, the year where Diet Pepsi had all those, like, Super Bowl halftime shows with, like, Britney Spears and, or commercials, I should say, with Beyonce, with Pink. So it's been a banner season. But at the end of the day, it does feel like Diet Coke, aka the Rams, are still the better squad. So let me ask you, like, this is the first game that caught my attention because I think it's one of the most interesting games of the week. Would you lay the three with the Rams? Or do you like the upstart Seahawks getting three on the road here?
So my first impression of this one is that I think this game needs to color its hair just a little bit, you know, to fully maximize what I like. And I need this to drop a half point. I just need a half point. If that's 3.5,
hair,
I'm all
can
over.
You expand? Yeah,
what's that?
Color its hair. Can you expand a little bit? What does that mean?
It just needs to make one little change, and then
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I would be head over heels for it. Because I just need that line to drop to 3.5. I need one change in that line, and I'm all over Seattle. If I'm not
like dyeing your hair is a big change.
It's probably a big change. That's the man in me. But I try to come up on the spot with a metaphor that a massive swing in this.
I get what you're saying.
But I need Seattle at 3.5 because this doesn't feel like a game where Los Angeles, they're not going to do to Seattle what they just did to San Francisco, right? They beat the doors off of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I mean, it felt like from the jump it wasn't even close. Seattle's way too good to let that happen. So I need that to get to 3.5 because I would love Seattle at 3.5. I think this is going to come down to the potential of a game-winning field goal or a late go-ahead field goal that ends up, you know, ending the game. I think both teams are really well matched. Stafford's the MVP right now to me. I know there's a lot of love for Drake May, but Stafford has like 25 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. I mean, he's going insane right now. So he's my MVP, but I really like the Seattle team. I've seen them up close and personal. They got a bunch of dudes, and Mike McDonald has that defense playing exceptionally well.
Yeah, this is a top five scoring defense in the NFL, which I think a lot of people look at this team. They're like, oh, it's Sam Darnold. It's a passing attack. It's JSN. But the defense, like you mentioned, has been a huge part of its success as well. And you could say that for the Rams, too. Like, they have so many really young studs on that defensive line, like we saw last year from Jared Verse, that it's an all-around great team as well. I will say, like, home field advantage matters for something, but maybe not that much in L.A.
They don't have a home field. There's going to be a lot of 12th men in there. I mean, when there was a lot of when the Chargers and the Commanders played, there was a lot of Commanders fans out there. That's literally the entire across the country. You just got to come down a few hours. So I think there's going to be a lot of Seahawks fans there.
Well, here's the good thing, Dan. If you're looking for a 3.5, there is one out there. And it does feel like this game in particular is one that you should shop around for because over at MGM, it's 3. But across the way, it's 2.5 at some places, and it's even 3.5 at some places. So depending on which side you like, make sure you get the best number because obviously 3 is a very key number when betting on the NFL. So let me ask you, Denton, what was a game that kind of caught your attention the first time you looked at the slate?
So it was one that's also going to be in that window, the Chiefs and the Broncos, but the Chiefs laying 4 on the road in Mile High. We talked about this last week. I don't trust the Broncos right now. They beat up on a lot of really bad teams. They have a nice, impressive win over the Philadelphia Eagles, but they've beat up on a lot of really bad teams. And on the flip side, it feels like Kansas City is turning the corner to be what we all kind of knew they could be, but now they're proving it on a weekly basis. So I really like Kansas City laying 4 here. And I don't know what the rules of the first impressions are, but I did look at some of the numbers that are provided by BetMGM in terms of where the public is right now. And it's still super early, so you're not getting a huge lean from the public because most casual people are not betting until maybe Friday. Maybe they'll look at it Thursday, but usually Friday or Saturday. But it's 50-50. I kind of was of the assumption that it was going to be massively in the direction of Kansas City, but I do think casuals will look at the record of Denver, see they have a better record than Kansas City. There's already Chiefs fatigue, so on top of that, everyone's going to bet Denver. So if everyone's going to bet Denver and I just feel strongly about Kansas City, I'm in like the perfect spot right now. So I love Kansas City laying 4.
I think the Broncos are one of those teams that I don't trust, but this is also a divisional matchup. And the Broncos still have a very good defense. So I think, like, the first impression that I got in this game, I was like, okay, what's the total in this one? Because it does feel like an under game. The Chiefs feel like one of those teams that kind of, they are very good at ruling the time of possession. It almost feels like what we saw from the Eagles in that game against the Packers in the first half, where they can have those really long, productive drives. And usually that translates to unders because a lot of time is, you know, wasted off the clock. So 44.5 is the total here. Another key number. I wish it was 45 here. That, or you could kind of ride the trend for the Broncos being really bad in the first half. Like, we have seen the Broncos be decent in the fourth quarter, and that has overcome, like, some of their earlier flaws. But if you like the Chiefs in this spot, maybe lay the 2.5 in the first half. Or if you want to get juicy, it's -160 on the money line. You could play a halftime, full-time result. But I don't know. I feel like the divisional matchups, those are the ones that maybe this is your first impression, Rose, but I would need to do a little bit more digging before actually placing a bet.
You got to take them out, you know? You got to take them out just to see how do they treat the waiter. You know, are they nice when they order their drinks? I'm also looking at the Bengals and the Steelers because I look at Pittsburgh laying 5.5. And, you know, we've talked about Aaron Rodgers, his wife. Is she real? Is she not real? I also need to know, is this offense real for Pittsburgh? You know, 2 weeks ago, they beat the mess out of the Colts in the turnover battle. They won that turnover battle 5-0, but they only won by 7. It feels like they have to play just about flawless football to come away with victories. Now, thankfully, Cincinnati's defense is pretty poor. You'll be able to put up some points even if you're not at a full strength offensively. But I also feel like that Cincinnati might have a little bit of a spark underneath of them with the news that Joe Burrow is going to be coming back sooner rather than later and realizing, all right, if we could just win one or two games here, once we get Joe back, we're going to be feeling really good about ourselves, and maybe we can find a way not even just to sneak into the postseason, but to win the division. That's going to be their best avenue right now. And because Pittsburgh is, you know, they're a game over 500, the Ravens were without Lamar Jackson for such a long time, you're still in that conversation. I kind of like Cincinnati to at least cover the 5.5, but that might be one where I upset City Alert, and I might throw a little bit on the money line at plus 195.
Well, we've already seen it this year. You know, we've already seen this matchup in the Bengals one in primetime, 33-31. So I think that leads me to look at the total in this one. We've been talking about how overs have been the play in the NFL, and some of these totals just can't be high enough. So 49.5 is the posted total. And, man, the Bengals defense, they ain't stopping anybody. And the offense is actually scoring points. And you could say the same about the Steelers. Like, I understand their offense did not look good last time around. But against the Bengals last time, it was not Aaron Rodgers' fault that they lost that game. The Steelers still scored 31 points. And these are the totals for the last few Bengals games. 47-42, 39-38, 31-33, 27-18. So 49.5, it's looking pretty low. I need to check the weather, but like that's my first lean.
I wonder what the weather is, because Aaron Rodgers, it does feel like with Rodgers and Flacco, those are two guys that aren't going to be massively, you know, deterred by the weather because they played in it for such a long time. So yeah, I think you're right. That over at 49.5 might be the right side.
Yeah, I think we see a better effort from Aaron Rodgers. I know everybody's like, he looks every bit of 41 years old. Well, he's had good games this year. So I think it's still in there somewhere, especially when you face a Bengals defense that's been giving up some extremely crooked numbers. All right, coming up next, we switch gears to basketball. What are we betting in the association tonight? It's next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.